You're listening to Audible Radio. This is Tamil Express Foundation Level Audio Lesson Series. Today we will explore lesson number 3. In today's lesson, we will see how to construct 3 simple sentences. I know, I don't know, do you know? We will start the lesson by understanding the Tamil phrasing for these sentences. In English, when you say, I know, the I, which is the subject pronoun, is the actor. The I knows. But in Tamil, the phrasing of the sentence would be, it is known to me. It is known to me. In Tamil, the I is not the actor. The act of knowing is not done by the I. The thing that is to be known presents itself to the I. Therefore, the subject pronoun I becomes the object pronoun to me. The sound for to me in Tamil is yenakku. Yenakku. So here are the sounds for today's lesson. The first sound you need to learn is yenakku. Yenakku means to me. Yenakku means to me. In Tamil, to means ku. Ku. K-U. Ku. So yenakku. The second sound that you need to know today is teriyum. Teriyum. So yenakku teriyum. In between yenakku and teriyum, you can put the things that you know. So let's see some examples. I know Tamil. Yenakku Tamil teriyum. I know Ramu. Yenakku Ramu teriyum. I know your brother. Yenakku un brother teriyum. In Tamil, when you're talking about knowing a person, there is an inflection. Brother. I know him. Avar teriyum. Yenakku avar teriyum. I know him. I know your brother. Yenakku un brother teriyum. Un is your. Yenakku un brother teriyum. Good, we learned how to talk about things that we know. Now let's try to talk about the things that we know to do. That we know how to do. I know to sing Carnatic songs. To say this in Tamil, we will first use the hacking method. That is, we use the English verb and add the Tamil verb pannu, meaning do, as an auxiliary to the English verb. So the sentence would be, Yenakku Carnatic songs sing panna theriyum. To sing is sing panna. To cook is cook panna. To ride a bicycle is bicycle ride panna. To wait is wait panna. So let's see some more examples. I know to ride a bike. Yenakku bike ride panna theriyum. I know to write songs. Yenakku songs write panna theriyum. I know to fix a computer. Yenakku computer fix panna theriyum. So let's move to the next set, which is I don't know. I don't know. So the basic structure for I don't know is yenakku theriyadu. Yenakku theriyadu. Yenakku theriyadu. Yenakku theriyadu. Now in between yenakku and theriyadu, you put the things that you don't know. I don't know the name of the doctor. Yenakku doctor peru theriyadu. The word for a name is peru, P-E-R-U. Peru, P for Pondicherry, E for elephant, R for Rambo, U for umbrella. Peru. Yenakku doctor peru theriyadu. I don't know Tamil. எனக்கு தமிழ் தெரியாது. I don't know Carnatic music. எனக்கு Carnatic music தெரியாது. Now let's try with some verbs. I don't know to paint. எனக்கு paint பண்ண தெரியாது. I don't know to build a shed. எனக்கு shed build பண்ண தெரியாது. I don't know how to fix computers. எனக்கு computers fix பண்ண தெரியாது. Now, the second part of this this தெரியாது, I don't know, is there are two ways to say I don't know in Tamil. The difference captures one minor detail. The difference is, if you've never rode on a horse before, you can be quite certain that you don't know how to ride a horse. You know that you don't know. And so you will say, எனக்கு horse riding தெரியாது. The second way to say I don't know is when you just realize that you don't know, mostly in situations where you have misplaced things and you're not able to find them, you know. I parked my bike here, I don't know where it is now. That is, I don't know where I parked it. I don't remember it. So when you don't know where you did something, when you're not able to recall from memory, you will say, எனக்கு தெரியல. எனக்கு தெரியல. எனக்கு தெரியல. So தெரியாது and தெரியல. தெரியாது is when you know that you don't know. And தெரியல is when you just realize that you are not able to figure it out. Now, the third part is to ask questions. Do you know? Do you know? So this is an objective question. An objective question is a closed question where the answer can be yes or no. It is not an open question like, what do you know? So that is open question, infinite. You know many things. But this is, do you know? Do you know something? Do you know to speak Tamil? Do you know to cook? So it's a very closed question. The answer could be yes, either yes or no. So how do you ask these questions? Do you know? So for these questions in Tamil, where there is no interrogative when it's a closed question, there is an inflection. So do you know is unakku. To me is yenakku. Do you, for you, is it known to you? That's how we are phrasing it. Is it known to you? Unakku தெரியுமா. Unakku தெரியுமா. Unakku Tamil தெரியுமா. Do you know Tamil? Do you know to cook? Unakku cook panna தெரியுமா. Do you know to fix computers? Unakku computers fix panna தெரியுமா. Do you know to ride a horse? Unakku horse ride panna தெரியுமா. So that's all we have for today's lesson. In today's lesson, I hope this lesson would be useful to you. Keep practicing. Thank you for listening to Audible Radio. See you in the next class.
நீங்கள் கேட்டுக்கொண்டிருப்பது ஆரோவில் ரேடியோ.